Hello, good evening. My name is Karen Lopez, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign, and this evening we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to get your opinions. Can you tell me in what language would you prefer to continue the survey? English. Or Spanish?
English.
Okay, thank you. Okay. And as you are aware, very few people actually vote in nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20th? If you have already voted by absentee mail invalid, you can indicate that as well. You are definitely going to vote. Very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, not very likely to vote, not at all likely to vote, not registered to vote, or have you already voted by absentee mail in ballot?
I will definitely be voting.
Okay, got it. You know, voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail ballot or vote in person. With this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the primary elections for Tuesday, August 20th? You
in
will
person.
Vote at your
in person.
Okay, and will you vote? Would you go at your polling place on election day, or early in person at a designated early voting location?
I will be going early voting at the Coral Gables Library.
Okay, thank you. Can you tell me with which political party are you registered?
Republican.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Can you tell me what is your main racial background?
White.
Okay, got it. And can you tell me now what is your age?
71.
71, got it. And now I'm going to give you a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. The first one is Cindy Lerner.
Positive. Opinion.
And would you say you have a very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Okay. Then we have Richard Preskin.
Who?
Richard Preskin.
Don't know him.
Okay. Then we have Kamala Harris.
Very unfavorable. She
okay.
is the worst vice president in the history of this country. And I can tell you something else you've never heard before. She will not be on the November 5th ballot as the DNC presidential candidate. And you can tell people you heard it from me first.
Okay, got it. And then we have Raquel Regalado.
No opinion.
No opinion. Okay, thank you. Now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Shomo Danziger, Manny Cid, Miguel Quintero, Eddie Rojas, Carlos Garin, Daniela Levin Cava, or Alexander Otaola?
Daniela Levin Cava.
Okay, thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Daniela Levin Cava?
Definitely voting.
Okay, got it. Now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Raquel Regalado, Richard Preskin, or Cindy Lerner?
The first one, Raquel Regalado.
Okay, got it. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Raquel Regalado?
Definitely voting.
Okay, thank you so much. And within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or heard anything about Cindy Lerner and her campaign for Miami-Dade County Commission?
Yes, I have. I received something in the mail the other day.
Okay. And did what you see, read, or heard recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Cindy Lerner in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission? If it made
more
a
likely.
Difference, you can...
More
okay.
likely.
And within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or heard anything about Raquel Regalado and her campaign for Miami-Dade County Commission?
Yeah, I think I received something from her, too, in the mail.
Okay. And again, did what you see, read, or heard recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado in the
more
election
likely.
For Miami?
More
okay.
likely.
Thank you so much. Now I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish. This is for classification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
And would you say you are very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Very conservative.
Okay, thank you. Can you tell me what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Master's degree.
Okay, thank you so much. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your time and your help.
Okay, thank you. Go Trump.
Have a good one.
Vote Trump.
Okay.
He's going to be our next president. All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.